This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Pope Francis continued his historic tour of Iraq and today met with the country's top Shiite cleric. He also visited the birthplace of the prophet Abraham and condemned violence in the name of God. Speaking in Ur, where Abraham was born, the Pope said that the greatest blasphemy is to profane God's name by hating your brothers and sisters. He sat with Muslim, Christian, and Yazidi leaders when he spoke. Hours earlier in Najaf, Francis met Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. He is one of the most influential figures in Shiite Islam, and their meeting was the first between a pope and such a senior Shiite cleric. After the meeting, Sistani called on world religious leaders to hold great powers to account and for wisdom and sense to prevail over war. He added that Christians should live like all Iraqis in peace and coexistence. Ivory Coast voted on Saturday in a legislative election with President Alassane Ouattara's allies facing a combined challenge from opposition parties led by two of his predecessors. The polls come only months after the president won a third term in an election marred by unrest that killed at least 85 people, the country's worst violence since a civil war in 2010. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro received a first dose of the Russian Sputnik V vaccine against the coronavirus on Saturday, state television reported. "I'm vaccinated," said Maduro, joking that he should now be able to speak Russian too. In addition to the Russian vaccine, Venezuela is also distributing the Chinese-made Sinopharm vaccine. This is VOA News. U.S. border agents detained nearly 100,000 migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border in February. According to two people familiar with preliminary figures, it's the highest monthly total since a major border surge in mid-2019. The figures show the scope of a growing migrant influx at the southwest border as U.S. President Joe Biden, a Democrat, seeks to roll back some of the restrictive policies of former President Donald Trump, a Republican. February was Biden's first full month in office. Beijing's proposal for Hong Kong electoral reforms could prevent dictatorship of the majority. That's what a pro-Beijing Hong Kong lawmaker said, calling people who want a one-man, one-vote system, quote, politically immature. China's rubber-stamp parliament is deliberating plans to overhaul Hong Kong's electoral system to ensure that Beijing loyalists are in charge. Myanmar security forces used tear gas and stun grenades to break up a protest in Yangon on Saturday, just hours after a United Nations special envoy called on the Security Council to take action against the ruling junta for the killings of protesters. The Southeast Asian country has been plunged into turmoil since the military overthrew and detained elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1st, with daily protests and strikes that have choked business and paralyzed administration. Indian farmers gathered Saturday to block a six-lane expressway outside New Delhi to mark the 100th day of protests against deregulation of agriculture markets. It's to add pressure on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government. Farmers, young and old, headed out in cars, trucks, and tractors to the highway for a five-hour roadblock to oppose three farm laws enacted in September 2020. They say hurt them by opening up the agriculture sector to private players. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said on Saturday, in a bid to push forward peace talks with the Taliban, that his government was ready to discuss holding fresh elections, insisting that any new government should emerge through the democratic process. Ghani told lawmakers at the opening of a parliament session that, quote, transfer of power through elections is a non-negotiable principle for us. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.